朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
从我们开工93年开始，每一年的退休会从来没有停过。
Since our church started in year 1993, we have not skipped once.
而且每一年的退休会，我都提醒弟兄姊妹三件很重要的事。
Then every time when the retreat approaches, I always remind brothers and sisters.
我希望有一天任何人来问你们，每一个人都能够朗朗上口把这三件事情讲出来。
I hope one day.All of you can recite these three things very easily.
因为我今年在香港的时候，他们正好有人问我一个问题，他说我们参加退休会应该要有什么准备。
Because this year when I was in Hong Kong, just so happened that someone asked me, how do we prepare for retreat?
我就告诉他们说，我们的弟兄姊妹听我讲这三件事都听烦了。
So I told them, our brothers and sisters are already so used to what I would share with them about.
所以当我一讲的时候，他们都不想再听了，我就知道我成功了，因为这三件事情他们已经都会背了。
If my brothers and sisters don't want to hear that anymore, then I know I have succeeded because they already memorized them.
我现在来验收我的成果哈，第一个是什么？
Now I'm gonna test the fruit.
什么？
What is the first?
这不是乱讲。对不起，我不能说你乱讲，祷告真的是很重要。
Yeah, a prayer is good, but that's not one of the three.
我这第一件事情，在耶和华的山上必有预备，神为我们每一个人、每一个家、为整个教会都预备了特别的祝福。
The first is that the Lord has prepared a special blessing for each individual's family and our church.
我们的确是要用祷告哈，我们要求神把他所预备的祝福，我们能够 100% 得到他哈。
Yes, we do need to pray so that we will receive God's blessing 100%.
例如说神给我们预备的祝福是这样。
For example, the Lord has prepared so much blessing.
但是你整个山上聚完会，你只得到这么一点。
But then after the retreat, we only receive so much.
是我们自己糟蹋浪费了神所给我们预备的恩典。
Therefore, we have wasted God's grace for us.
所以我们一定要有一个 strong desire, 我们要迫切的祷告，要能够充分的得着神所预备的。
Therefore, we ought to pray fervently so that we can receive 100%.
我们决定不甘心怎么去怎么回来，我还是没有改变。
We don't want to be, we don't want to come back the way just as we went without any changes.
所以不光是我们要得着神所要给我们的。
Not only that we want to receive God's blessing.
而且我们希望第一天晚上就登堂入室，不要等到第三天。
We hope that we get to warm up the first night. We don't wait until the third night.
这跟我们的预备跟我们的祷告发生关系的。
And it has to do with our preparation and prayers.
第二件事情。
Second.
第二个是什么？
What is the second thing?
Checkpoint, 哈，这是我们整个属灵的生命、侍奉的生命、跟主的关系各方面的一个 checkpoint, 哈，我们来这里检视、衡量我们到底在主面前成长了没有。
So our annual retreat is actually like a checkpoint for our spiritual life, our service, our ministry.To see if we have grown.
我们的长进 不仅应该是每天的，而且保罗告诉我们是要凡事长进。
Not only that, our growth should be daily, but Paul says that we should grow in all areas.
所以经过了一整年，我们的确应该要有很 significant, 可以 visible, 可以看得出来的长进。
So after a year, our growth should be significant and visible.
如果当我们被神摆在天平上，我们还是跟去年一样，甚至退步了，这是我们的亏欠和失败。
If the Lord placed us on the scale to measure, and then not only that we have not grown, but we have backslided, and that is our shortcoming and our failure.
所以我现在如果问大家一个问题，在过去从去年退休会到今年退休会，你最明显的长进，你一想就可以想到的到底是什么？
So if I ask you now, what is the most visible growth in your life since last annual retreat? Can you immediately say it?
如果我们讲不出来的话，其实我们已经浪费了一年了。
If we cannot immediately say it, we probably have wasted a year already.
一年不是短时间。
One year is not a short time.
你看，我们几乎每一年里面，教会都走掉几位弟兄姊妹哈。
Because almost every year, some brothers and sisters will pass away.
啊，可能最近走的都是年长的，但是也会有年轻的人走的。
Sometimes the senior brothers and sisters pass away, but occasionally, the younger ones too.
就像有一个人有一次去参加丘吉尔的 birthday party.
Like once someone went to Churchill's birthday party.
啊，他跟丘吉尔讲，他说，哎呀，真有荣幸参加你的 birthday party， 希望明年还能够来参加。
And he says, I feel so honored to come to your birthday party. I hope I can be invited again next year.
那快80岁的丘吉尔看着他说，我看你还年轻，也都蛮健康的，你应该没问题的。
And then Churchill, almost in his 80s, says that I see that you're young and healthy. Maybe you can make it.
不是只有年长的会走，年轻人也会走。我们要珍惜神给我们的日子。
Because not only the elderly people pass away, young people can too. So we ought to cherish all the opportunities God gives.
为了省时间，第三个点哈。
So what's the third point?
啊，就是我们到山上去享受肢体的生活，活出身体的见证。
So we go to the mountain to enjoy the bodily life and then to live out the bodily testimony.
你看我们平常大家都很忙，见到面最多只能问说你还好吗？
Oftentimes we're so busy that when we see each other, the most we can say just how are you.
我们得到的答案最常有的就是我还好，或者我最近很忙，就是这样子。
So and then the answer we most frequently get is that I'm busy or I'm fine.
能够在山上有四天三夜被绑在一起，年长的。年轻的小孩子大家都在一起。
But then at the mountain for 4 days and 3 nights, we get to spend time together with the elderly as well as the children.
啊，那个弟兄和睦同居的生活让我们尝一尝哈。
So that we get to live and taste the harmony of living together.
你就知道它是多么美，多么善。
Then we know how wonderful and beautiful that is.
平常晚上听不到的鼾声，这一次你都会听到的。
You get to hear all kinds of snoring at night.
平常要上厕所、要洗澡就可以进去了，现在得排队。
And now on the mountain, you have to wait in line to go to showers.
你现在晚上睡觉了，隔壁人可能会吵你。
Or maybe someone sleeping next to you may wake you up at night.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们在那里不光享受肢体的生活，我们也要活出身体的见证来。
So not only that we should enjoy the bodily life, we ought to live out the bodily testimony.
所以我很希望我们大家一起来学顺服哈。
So I hope that we can all learn the lesson of obedience together.
那这次因为人数快将近500个人。
Because we have almost 500 attendance this time.
很多地方都超过了场地的限制了。
So we have far we have exceeds the capacity of the camp.
所以服侍的同工们很辛苦，在这里安排各样的事情。
So co-workers are trying their best to make all arrangements.
所以我们到山上可能会有很多的地方吃啊、住啊、聚会啊、停车啊，可能都不是那么方便。
So you might find many things on the mountain inconvenient, whether it's eating food or parking.
但是这也是一个很好的机会来验收，到底我们十架的生命、舍己的生命、相爱的生命、顺服的生命、配他的生命到底如何哈。
But that is also an environment to test our life of obedience or self-denial, crucifying on the cross.
差不多哈，讲得很好了。弟兄姊妹，我们很多的地方都在这些事情上会被显明的。
Because we may be, our true condition might be exposed in many situations.
就像今年的 mission team, 他们出去，最近两次出去，我们都给他们一个挑战。
Just like when mission teams go out, we often challenge them.
不仅我们的口不说埋怨的话，我们心里面也不埋怨。
Not only that, they will not say complain words, but they will not even complain in their
hearts. 我们真正来学习在十字架底下学习顺服过团体的生活。
So under the cross, they will learn the lesson of obedience and live a group life.
所以万一你被他们排到比较远、比较不方便的地方啊，我们就说哈利路亚，赞美主啊。
So if so happened that you're being assigned to a living place that is kind of far away, let us learn and say hallelujah, praise the Lord.
因为弟兄们看得起我，知道我承受得了这种十架的顺服，把我放在最远的地方。
Because the co-workers consider me worthy of taking this lesson and they think I can take it.
啊，我们就好好的活给他们看。
So let us live out this testimony.
好不好？我们在山上一起来让整个聚会能够达到最好的祝福。
So that together we can obtain the best blessings.
那我今天讲这个题目不是跟我们全年的主题脱节，一点没有脱节。
So today's message is not a detour on from the this year's theme.
因为我们今年讲到说，愿爱你的人如日头出现，光辉烈烈。
This year's theme is that may those who love the Lord rise up like the sun in its full strength.
我们希望神在我们中间兴起更多 爱主的人跟主有很亲密关系的人。
We wish the Lord will raise up more people who love the Lord and have intimate relationship with the Lord.
而且第二个点，他们身上带着属天的影响力，像日头一样啊，把光、把热、把能力带到这个世界来。
And then they have the heavenly influence that they can impact the world with light and with warmth.
然后我很感动的就是英文组的聚会，他们已经直接跳进了要为主发光了哈。
And then I thank the Lord the English congregation already jumping.To the topic that shine for Jesus.
而且他们今年到中国去的那个题目就讲到城造在山上啊，这个 city on the hill.
So when they went to China, they conducted a camp with this theme, city on the hill.
你看城造在山上，说到它是一个很明显的影响力。
City built on the hill, it is a very visible impact and influence.
而且是一个团体的影响力，不是一根小蜡烛在山上人家看不到的。
And it's not a single candle, but a city on the hill. It's a corporate testimony.
而且说到它是一个属天。超越的影响力在高处哈。
And it is a heavenly impact. It's up from above.
所以我们非常谢谢你们定的这个题目，也来影响我们大人。
So we really appreciate your theme to influence the Chinese congregation.
希望我们整个教会都能够好好为主发光。
That our church as a whole will shine for the Lord.
那办公室催我们催了很久，到底明年的主题是什么
？So our church office coworkers keep urging me to come up with the.
因为要印出明年的月历啊
，because we have to publish a calendar for next year。
所以我们祷告了很久，在中国的时候，主给了一句话，叫做“成全圣徒，各尽其职”。
So after much prayer while I was in China, the Lord gave me words to equip the saints for the work of ministry。
啊，我们不光有更多爱主的人，有影响力的人被兴起来。
Not only that, the Lord will raise up more people who love the Lord and with influence。
啊，我们希望我们真正的被成全、被建造。
That we can also be equipped and be edified。
英文讲的 equip 啊，很多的翻译说 equip the same for the ministry 哈。
So that's the English translation to equip the saints for the work of ministry.
但是我也很喜欢 King James 跟 Darby 的翻译去 perfect 啊，去让它完全啊 perfect the saint for the ministry.
I also like translation from Darby and King James that to perfect the saints for the work of ministry.
我们都不完全，真的都不完全。
We're all imperfect.
啊，不要说不完全，一大堆问题啊。
Not only we're imperfect, we have lots of issues.
但是神把我们摆在一个家里面，就叫我们彼此成全。
But yet the Lord put us in one family so that we can edify each other.
我们不光只是被装备，我们是被补全了。
Not only that we are being equipped, we are being complemented.
啊，希望我们一起在主的面前好好祷告，好让他成就在我们身上。
So that let us pray that this will fulfill in our midst.
那我在这里讲到为神家培养大能的勇士。
As I say that raising up mighty men of valor.In God's house.
啊，因为我们看见历史历代以来，刚才就像戴师说的，神一直在这里要寻找合用的器皿。
As the song says, the Lord keep looking for vessels throughout the generations.
什么时候神得到了一个合用的器皿
？Whenever God obtained a suitable vessel.
神就透过这个器皿，他亲自出来做工。
Through this vessel, God will work.
他就透过这个器皿，把他的祝福倾倒下来。
Through this vessel, He can pour down His blessings.
他就透过这个器皿，把神百姓带回到跟神。对的关系上
And through this vessel, he can correct God's.People's relationship with him.
他也借着这个器皿，把神的儿女们带到神的旨意上。
And through this vessel, he can bring God's people back to His will.
他可以小小到很小，只是个人的。
This vessel can be very small as to just an individual.
他可以大大到整个国家，甚至整个世代啊。
Or it can be very big as a nation or a generation.
所以这个信息是对我们每一个人都有用的。
So this message applies to every one of us.
在这里我们先稍微复习一下，我上一次讲到神家的战车马兵以利亚。
First of all, I like to review my last message, Elijah, chariot and horseman of God's house.
因为我说我上次很对不起他，就短短的时间讲了一位这么伟大的先知。
As I said, I felt very sorry that we could only spend so little time.For this great prophet.
但是在我讲以利亚的时候，两个点，请弟兄姊妹一定要记得。
But I like brothers and sisters to remember two points about Elijah.
以利亚，他所信的神跟我们所信的神是一样的。
First, Elijah's God is the same God that we believe.
啊，你就发现在整个以利亚的故事里面
，Then throughout his story,
他对神的认识，或者说以利亚所信的神，是一个这么活、这么真实的神。
The God that Elijah believed is so living and so true.
我只用三分钟来复习就好了。
I will spend 3 minutes to review.
第一个，以利亚所信的神是 God of Almighty， 他是一个全能的神。
First of all, the God that Elijah believed is God of Almighty.
他能够让天不下雨，他能够让天降下透雨来。
He can shut the heavens from raining, or he can pour down rain on earth.
他能够叫死人复活。
He can raise dead from, he can raise the dead.
他可以让面粉不减少，让油里的瓶里的油不减少。他是全能的神，他无所不能。
He's Almighty God. He can cause the oil not ever to consume.
这样子的神成为以利亚的神。
And such God becomes.Elijah's God.
所以当他到山上面对850个假先知的时候，以利亚所以能 不怕，是因为他知道他的神是得胜，是全能的神。
So when he encountered 850 false prophets on the mountain, he was able to not be afraid because he knew the God whom he believed.
今天你我个人的生活或是侍奉上或是人生上都会碰到困难的。
Today we will encounter difficulties in our life or in our ministry.
但是以利亚知道他所信的神是万有的主，是全能的神。
But yet Elijah knew that the God he believedis the Lord of Creator and the Lord of Universe.
这样子的信心就让神的全能可以透过他通行在地上。
Such faith brought down God's power.
所以以利亚祷告叫天不下雨，他就把天窗关起来了，唰一下，天再也不下雨，三年半不下雨。
So when Elijah prayed, "Don't rain," and then God was able to shut heaven's door, and then it would not rain for 3.5 years.
当他再祷告的时候，天就降下透雨来。
And then when he prayed again.Heaven opened and poured down rain.
看起来是以利亚在这里执掌权柄。
So it looks like Elijah was controlling.
为什么他能这么做？因为他知道他所信的神是全能的神。
Why was he able to do that? Because he knew God he believed was Almighty.
第二个，以利亚所信的神是一个充满了爱和充满了体恤的神。
Secondly, the God Elijah believed was God full of love and understanding and mercy.
所以当他疲倦的时候，神差遣使者给他预备水，预备刚刚炭火烧的饼给他吃。
So when he was tired and fatigued, God sent angel to serve him with fire and bread.
当他灰心逃到洞里面去的时候，神亲自来向他显现，把他给带出洞里。
When he was discouraged and ran away and hid himself in the cave, God appeared to him in the cave.
你发现在很多的地方，神都在这里照顾他，差遣寡妇，差遣乌鸦来供养他。
Many times God would take care of his prophets by sending a widow or a raven to feed him.
弟兄姊妹，同样，我们的神就是这样的神。
This is our God.
第三个
Thirdly,
讲到 God of the present time, 他是现在的神。
He is God of present time.
他问以利亚说，以利亚，以利亚，你在这里做什么？
When he asked Elijah, Elijah, what are you doing here?
请注意英文，不可以把那个动词的时态表现出来。What are you doing here?
So the English translation can show us the tense, the time. What are you doing here?
神在乎你现在正在做什么。
Because God cares what are you doing now.
神在乎你在这里正在做什么。
God cares what are you doing here.
神不是忘记了他过去曾经为神大发热心。
It's not that God forgot what he has done out of his great zeal for God before.
也不是神不知道以利亚将来会继续为神大发热心。
And it's not that God did not know that Elijah will continue to be zealous for God.
但是神在乎的是以利亚，你现在到底在做什么？
But yet God cared what Elijah was doing at that moment.
就在这个地方，你正在做什么？
At this present moment and here, what are you doing?
以利亚对神说，我在为耶和华大发热心。
And Elijah says, I'm being zealous for the Lord.
这句话如果在加密山上讲的话，所有人都相信。
If he spoke this on the Mount Carmel, everyone would have believed it.
但是这句话在旷野里面，在何烈山，在一个山洞里面这样子讲的话，就没有人会相信他了。
But yet, when Elijah said this out on the mountain in the cave, probably no one would believe him.
所以以利亚在讲他过去的经验。
So actually, Elijah was talking about his past.
但是神在乎现在。
But yet, God cares about the present.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们每一个的现在都停下来，我正在做什么？
I hope everyone of us would pause now and think, what are we doing now?
到底我今天跟神的关系是什么？
What is my relationship with God today?
到底我今天还是能够说我继续是在为神活，就在现在，就在这里，我是为他大发热心吗？
Can I still say I'm living for the Lord today and at this moment right here I'm being zealous for the Lord?
希望我们这次到山上，我们都用这个问题来问自己啊。
I hope that when we go up to the mountain this year, we will all ask ourselves this question.
第四个，以利亚所信的神是 God of the second time, second chance. times, 他永远给我们 再一次的机会。
And Elijah's God is God of second chance. He can always give us a second chance.
不管我们多么失败，多么疲倦，多么软弱，多么受伤。
No matter how much we have failed, we are weak and we are hurt and we're discouraged.
不管我们对未来怎样的没有盼望。
Or without hope for the future.
我们灰心了，我们软弱了。
We're discouraged, we are weak.
但是我们的主永远愿意给我们新的机会。
But yet our Lord is always willing to give us a new chance.
他安慰我们。
He will comfort us.
他告诉我们还有7000个人没有向巴利屈膝过。
He will tell us there are still 7000 people who have not bowed out before Baal.
在你感觉不到我有工作，在你看不见盼望的时候，其实我们的神都在做事。
When you don't sense and you don't see God's work, but yet God has been working all along.
然后神重新把三个重要的托付交给以利亚，叫他回去。
And once again, God gave him three new commissions and sent him back.
神愿意继续使用我们。
God's willing to continue to use him.
永远不要接受撒旦的控告，撒旦的谎言，说神不再爱我们。
Never accept Satan's accusation and believe Satan's lies that God will never love us anymore.
永远不要接受仇敌的谎言，认为我这个人在神手中不可能再被神用。
Never believe in God's in Satan's lies that I can never be used by God anymore.
当撒旦这么说的时候，我们真应该跟主说：“撒旦，退我后面去。”
When Satan says this to us, we ought to say, "Satan, get behind me."
他早就是按着我的本相接纳我，按我的，爱我的。
Because God has already accepted me and loved me the way I am.
不光过去的罪他赦免。
Not only that, he has forgiven my past sins.
不光我今天的罪他愿意赦免。
And he's willing to forgive my present sins.
连我将来要犯的罪都在他宝血的里面了。
Even the sins I will commit in the future are under his precious blood.
所以我们下一堂要讲宝血，我们不是要糟蹋宝血或是轻看宝血。
We're going to talk about blood, precious blood, in our next NG class.
而是我们要站在羔羊救赎的根基上，我们一路上往前。
I'm not saying that we ought to abuse his blood, but we ought to stand on this salvation and continue move on.
像当以利亚重新得力，重新被神复兴的时候。
So when Elijah was being renewed and revived.
他就一路奔跑他在地上该跑的，直到他被主接上天。
He continued to march on until the day he was taken up to heaven.
弟兄姊妹，我希望我们中间没有一个人被停顿下来。
I hope that none of us will pause or stumble.
以利亚所信的神是 God of the second chance.
Because Elijah's God is God of second chance.
Always 愿意给我们新的机会，他永远愿意给我们新的机会。
He's always willing to give us a new chance.
什么时候我们在基督里，我们就是新造的，旧事已过，一切都是新的。
Whenever we are in Christ, we are a new creation. The old has passed, the new has begun.
当我们讲完以利亚的时候，
When we talk about Elijah,
我就要再说，以利亚所信的神就是我们的神。
I have to emphasize again, Elijah's God is also our God.
所以当以利亚升天之后，以利亚要过约旦河的时候。
So when after Elijah was taken up to heaven, and Elisha was about to pass Jordan River.
在列王记下第二章，以利沙做了一件事，他说：“以利亚的神在哪里
？”Second Kings chapter 2, Elisha did one thing. He says, "Where is the Lord of Elijah?"
我师父的神就是我的神。
Because my master's God is also my God.
所以他拿起以利沙的衣服，打约旦河的水，约旦河水立刻分开来。
So he struck the river with his master's mantle and the water parted.
他发现以利亚的神就是他的神。
And he discovered that Elijah's God is also his God.
所以弟兄姊妹，神没有改变。
God has not changed.
我们今天都要可以一样来经历以利亚的神。
Today in the same way we can experience Elijah's God.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神也就是我们的神。
The God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob is also our God.
但是另外一方面也要来激励我们，来提醒我们的。
But yet on the other hand we ought to be reminded.
雅各书第五章十七节告诉我们说，以利亚是跟我们有一样性情的人。
James chapter 5 verse 17 says, Elijah was a man with a nature just like us.
所以我们不光在这里要宣告，要说以利亚的神在哪里。
Not only that, we ought to proclaim, where is Elijah's God?
我们每一个人都应该问一个问题。
But we also should ask a question.
就是在这里说的，神的以利亚到底在哪里？
So where is God's Elijah?
如果神从来没改变，
If God never changes,
然后圣经上又告诉我们，以利亚跟我们是有一样性情的，会软弱，会失败，会灰心的人。
And yet, the Bible tells us Elijah has the same nature just as us. He could be discouraged, weak, and then stumble.
但是当神得到以利沙的时候，
But yet when the Lord laid hold of Elijah,
以利沙所得到的圣灵是双倍的圣灵。
Elijah received received double portion of the Holy Spirit.
以利沙所行的神迹比以利亚多了一倍。
And Elisha has performed double the miracles of what Elijah did.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里说要为神家培养大人的勇士的时候
，As we're talking about raising up mighty men for God's house,
我为什么要用这个问题来开头呢？
Why did I start with a question?
就是我们没有一个人可以给自己软弱有借口的。
Because none of us can justify our weaknesses.
没有一个人能够说以利亚，哎呦，跟我有什么关系？
None of us can say, what do I have to do with Elijah?
我就是希望提醒弟兄姊妹，以利亚的神就是我们的神。
I want to remind every one of us that Elijah's God is also our God.
然后以利亚的性情跟我们是一样的。
And Elijah has the same nature just as us.
但是神却可以透过这个器皿彰显他的大能。
But yet the Lord was able to manifest His great powers through this vessel.
所以我们不光要问以利亚的神在哪里。
So not only that, we ought to ask, where's the Lord of Elijah?
我们要问神的以利亚在哪里。
But we also want to ask, where is God's Elijah?
当年以利沙在哪里？
Where is God's Elisha?
所以接下来我们就要来看以利亚这一生他培养了一个贵重的器皿叫以利沙。
We're seeing that throughout his life, Elijah has raised up a very precious vessel that is Elisha.
我今天不讲以利沙，九月初再讲哈。
I'm not going to preach on Elisha. We will do that early September.
但是我今天就要在这里提出一个重点，就是神的家一直都需要合神心意的器皿。
But I want to point out that God's house is always in need of suitable vessels.
神家需要大能的勇士。
God's house always needs mighty men.
而这件事情是在平日就需要花功夫来培养的。
And it is to be cultivated in our daily life.
我们看见圣经很熟的一段故事，在创世纪十四章。
Genesis chapter 14, there's a story that we're very familiar.
我们很快的读一下，因为我知道好多新来的或是福音朋友在我们中间啊。
So let's quickly go over the story for the newcomers and also gospel friends.
我来读很快哈，我们先从十三章看起。
So we will start from chapter 13.
我们从第五节，十三章第五节。
Chapter 13, verse 5.
以亚伯拉罕同行的罗德也有牛群、羊群、帐篷，那地容不下他们，因为他们的财物甚多，使他们不能同居。当时迦南人和比利洗人在那地居住，亚伯兰的牧人和罗德的牧人相争。亚伯兰就对罗德说，你我不可以相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉，原文是做弟兄。遍地不都在你眼前吗？请你离开我，你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左。罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原直到索尔都是滋润的，那地在耶和华未灭索多玛俄摩拉以前如同耶和华的原旨，也像埃及地。于是罗德选择约旦河的全平原往东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。亚伯兰住在迦南地，罗德住在平原的城邑，渐渐挪移帐篷，直到索多玛。索多玛在耶和华面前罪大恶极。这里讲到亚伯拉罕跟他的侄儿罗德之间的故事。
So this is a story between Abraham and his nephew Lot.
所以当他的侄儿优先挑选了一块最美的地。
So when his nephew picked first a very beautiful land.
我们在这里看见亚伯拉罕宽大的心哈。
We see Abraham's generous heart.
明明神呼召亚伯拉罕出来，罗德是跟着他出来张光的。
It was Abraham that God originally called, and Lot was just following him.
等到他们的祝福那么大，牛群羊群多到没有办法在一起的时候，仆人们开始相争了。
But when their blessings became so much. That they could not contain, their servants started quarreling.
亚伯拉罕不仅仅没有责备他的侄儿，反而让他的侄儿先挑。
Not only that, Abraham did not rebuke his nephew, but he let his nephew pick first.
他的侄儿不仅没有客气，还先挑了看起来最好的地方。
And his nephew Lot was not courteous, he just went ahead and picked the best place.
但是人只看到眼前，看不到将来。
But man can only see a near sight, not future.
当罗德挑选了这个索多玛、俄摩拉这块看起来像耶和华原址的地方
，So when Lot picked this place near the Sodom and Gomorrah, like Garden of the Lord,
又像他不久前在埃及看见的地方
，And also like the land that he recently just saw in Egypt.
后来不久就发生了战争了
，And then soon after there was a war.
有四王的联军跟五王的联军打起来
，There was a correlations between four kings and five kings. They fought together.
那这个四个王的哈。 鸡大老马，你背不起就变成大鸡老马哈，把它反过来就是了。他的联军四王联军把五王打败了。
So the allies of the four kings defeated the five kings.
就把索多玛里面所有的财物里面的人一起都掳走了。
And they captured everything in the city of Sodom, all the people and the possessions,
包括的罗德
including Lot.
所以弟兄姊妹，我再插进来一句话哈，我们做人生的所有的抉择都要小心。
I want to remind brothers and sisters, every time we make a decision, our life decision, we have to be careful.
不要只凭眼见跟自己的喜欢。
Don't just choose according to your own liking.
要学习敬畏神。
Learn to
在一切所行的事情上认定他，他必指引我们当选择的路。
Learn to fear and acknowledge the Lord, and He will direct our path.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将“活在耶稣里”事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。